Prospective university students could face a tougher battle getting accepted into Australia's top institutions. It comes as the federal government transitions the sector towards what is known as a managed growth model. Several universities have already begun cutting places for domestic Commonwealth-supported students, with some of the sector warning the change could have drastic consequences for tertiary education in Australia. Luke Sheehy is Chief Executive of Universities Australia. This term, managed growth model, what does it mean?
Well, the system is transitioning to what we want to see as a growth system so we can achieve the targets set out by the Australian government's own aspirations in the Accord report, which is doubling the number of university students by 2050. So what we want to see with a managed growth system is growth. We want to see growth in the number of university places right across the country because Australia needs a higher skilled workforce to compete globally into the future. And we want to see more teachers, we want to see more nurses, healthcare workers, including doctors and engineers, to fill those jobs that Australia will need into the future. So the managed growth system needs to deliver the growth that Australia needs.
And what is the balance there between domestic and foreign students that's factored in?
Well, certainly Australian universities' core mission is to deliver for Australian students. And we have nearly a million students in the system today. And by 2050, we're hoping to see nearly 1.8 million students. So we want to make sure that Australian universities have the adequate funding to deliver on their core mission for Australian students. But importantly, and over the last four decades, that has been complemented by our enrolling of international students, something that both sides of politics have encouraged us to do since the 1980s. So we want to get the balance right, but we also want to make sure we've got adequate and sustainable funding to have a pipeline of Australian graduates coming through our system into the future to deliver for Australia.
So, Luca, what are the concerns right now about the places for domestic Commonwealth-supported students?
We want to make sure that each and every student in Australia that has the talent and capacity and ability can get a place at university, and that we don't put at jeopardy the ability for those students to get the education they need and want and our country so desperately needs and wants. So what we want to see in future legislation is that there is a turbocharging of growth now and into the future so we can deliver on that aspiration of doubling the size of university places by 2050. This isn't a university objective. This is an Australian government objective of 80% of working age Australians in a post-secondary education environment. That means university graduates and TAFE and apprenticeships, more of them so Australia can have the skilled workforce into the future. Future legislation that's coming into the parliament needs to demonstrate that the growth is there, the growth in funding is there, and that our universities will be put on a sustainable footing so they can deliver on that aspiration.
Luca, what are the completion rates like at the moment for uni students undertaking courses at Australian unis now?
Look, it does vary, and I don't have all of them in front of me this morning, Sally, but I know that most university students that are supported properly can get through university in a decent time.
Just how critical is this moment for tertiary education in Australia? Are we facing a change or die situation?
Well, what we are still facing in this country is Scott Morrison era funding for our universities. The job ready graduates is a failed policy. It slugs students in arts and humanities degrees more than $55,000 to get a degree and paradoxically rips nearly $1 billion each and every year out of the system. It's a failed policy, it's not working, and it needs to be replaced immediately so we can get on with the business of delivering world-class education to our students in Australia and make sure we don't put those barriers up of thousands and thousands of dollars to get a degree.